I live by myself in a typical sized house in the suburbs. This took place last year when I was finally deciding to clean out my basement. Now, the basement in my house is not finished, so the floors are concrete and there's lots of random pipes and stuff. There isn't really much purpose for me to go down there. So, since I moved in about 5 years ago, it's really just been used for storage. I wanted to maybe finish the basement, or at least make the space useful, so I decided to go through the things down there and organize them. I hadn't been down in the basement in probably a month at least. So one day, I went down and started cleaning. There was quite a bit of stuff down there, mostly large boxes with things in them that I didn't use much. I started closer to the stairs and went through the boxes one at a time. I was getting rid of a lot of things, either throwing them away or donating them. Other things I was going to be storing in a more organized way. Probably about an hour into cleaning, I was there in the basement and thought that I heard a small noise down there. I wasn't exactly sure what it was at first. I thought that possibly it was a mouse or something, which made me unhappy to think about. When I heard it, I remember that I stopped and looked around. I didn't see anything though, and the noise stopped too, so I went back to work. I didn't hear any more noises, but about 10 minutes after that, I saw something. It was mostly dark in the basement, because their only lighting was a couple of dim light bulbs, so you couldn't see well at any point, but I thought that I saw somebody. There were some boxes by the water heater on the other side of the basement. I was sure that I saw a man crouched down, looking at me. I could only see his head and part of his shoulder. It was a really freaky sight to see. When I noticed the man, I did not stare at him or anything. I pretended like I didn't even notice him. At first, I kept cleaning, organizing the box, even though my heart was now racing fast. I didn't want the guy, whoever he was, to know that I saw him. I wanted badly to just get up and run upstairs, but I needed to remain calm. I paid attention in case the guy moved at all, but I could see out of the corner of my eye that he was remaining still. For the next minute or two, I continued what I was doing. Then I decided to go upstairs. I tried to make it look natural, and picked up a box and then headed up the stairs with it. When I was going upstairs, I wanted to run, but I went up at a normal speed. When I was almost at the top of the stairs though, I was sure that I heard the guy moving. I didn't bother to look back because I didn't want to, but within seconds, I could tell that the guy was now walking for the stairs and probably going to go up after me. At this point, I went faster and made it upstairs. Then I closed the basement door and ran away from there. I really didn't know where to go or what to do, so I ran into the bathroom and locked myself in. It was the only room in the house that had a locking door at the time. Not even my bedroom door had one. Right after I got inside, I heard footsteps upstairs. Whoever this guy was had followed me up. I called the police on my cell phone while in the bathroom, but I was very careful not to make any noise because I didn't want to give away my location. The man walked through the living room, and he seemed to be getting closer to me. Then he got to the hallway where I was. At this point, I hung up the phone with the police because I was too scared to make a noise. Looking back, that was dumb, but I panicked. So anyways, the guy reached the bathroom door and then stopped. Then he tried opening it. The door was locked, and then he turned and walked away. He went back towards the living room and seemed to go near the kitchen. After that, I didn't really hear much, until finally, I heard the back door to the house open and close. Possibly he left. I didn't come out though, and I stayed in the bathroom. About 5 or 10 minutes later, the police arrived. I finally left and let them into my house. They looked through the house and basement as well. The man had in fact left through the back door though. They also searched outside, but he was gone. We looked in the basement, and I wasn't aware of anything being messed up. I was really creeped out by the whole thing, and I still am. I really don't know how the guy got inside of my house. That remains a mystery to me, as well as what he wanted. For some background to this story, I'm a female, and at the time this took place, I lived in a rented house. The neighborhood was a typical one that was pretty busy with many houses. I also lived alone and was going to be moving to a new house. I was still going to be renting, but in a little bit better location and nicer house. This particular house that I was moving out of, I had lived in for exactly 2 years. It was kind of small, but enough space for me. I didn't own that much stuff yet or anything. So about a week before it was time to move out, I decided to clean the place and pack up some things. For several days, I organized, cleaned, and packed up a lot of things in boxes. I got to the point where I pretty much just had out the things that I was currently using. And I also couldn't move my big furniture just yet. Then, just a few days before moving, I decided to pack some of my boxes into my car. I was going to bring them down to my parents' house, who were helping me move. I remember that when I was bringing one of the boxes out to my car, I saw one of my neighbors outside. I wouldn't say that I was really friends with any of my neighbors. From living there for a couple years, I talked to a few, but never hung out with anybody. Most of the people who I lived by, I recognized their faces. The man that I saw lived across the street and one house over from me. He had glasses and was somewhat short and thin. I remember after I put the box in my car, he asked me if I was moving out. I told him yes, and he asked me where. I gave him the name of the city, which was about 30 minutes away. We then had a very brief conversation. He asked me why I was moving and stuff, and overall it was fine. Then I went back inside to continue. After I packed up my car with several boxes, I went inside to clean some more. On this night in particular, I ended up staying up really late cleaning. I didn't expect to, but there was a lot to be done. I remember that I was cleaning at nearly midnight. I was planning to be done soon, and I was in the living room. That's when I was sure that I heard the sound of my back door rattling. It was like somebody was trying to open it, but it was locked. Instantly, I had a bad feeling. Nothing like this had ever happened before. I stopped and listened, but everything was quiet now. I got up and walked over to the back end of my house. The small dining room had a back door in it, but I saw nothing when I checked out there. I turned the back light on, but nobody was there, at least not anymore. Then I went to the side of the house and I checked a window there, but couldn't see anything. After that, I moved back to the living room, which was at the front side of the house. I went to look out of a window there and then saw my neighbor. It was the one who I had just talked to earlier. He was walking through my front yard, but he didn't notice me looking. He already passed by the area that I was looking out of, and then he just barely went out of my sight. After that, I went into the bathroom and looked out of another window. I saw him walk right up to what was my bedroom window. It was like he was trying to look in. I was so creeped out by this that I decided to call the police. Then I went into the living room, away from the windows. I didn't want him to see me. I told them that my neighbor was snooping around my yard and tried to enter the back door. I really didn't know this guy. I mean, I didn't expect him to try to break in, but I wasn't sure what he was capable of. The 911 operator told me that the police were on the way. I then just sat there and waited. Things were pretty quiet. I honestly couldn't tell if the man was still out there or not, and I didn't check to see either. I was too creeped out from what I had seen earlier. I just waited there and really didn't hear much of anything. The police got there sooner than I expected. I remember hearing my doorbell ring, and it scared me at first. Then I looked out of the window and saw a police officer. I answered the door and talked to them about what had happened. They said they would check around the house. Now, I figured that the neighbor had gone back to his place, but he didn't. The police found him hiding in a bush right by a back window to my house. When they questioned him, he tried running, but he didn't get very far. After I moved away, I didn't hear anything more about the guy. He was really a creep. I'm so glad that I moved away when I did. One time, back when I was a kid, I was left home alone and told to clean the house. I think I was about 12, and I don't remember where my parents were. I just know that I was by myself, and I had chores that I was supposed to do weekly. One of those was to vacuum, because our house was all carpet in every room besides the bathrooms and kitchen. It was sometime in the late afternoon, but not dark out yet. I started cleaning by picking up the things on the floor that would get in the way of the vacuum. Then I hooked it up and started vacuuming. I remember that our vacuum cleaner was really loud, but also very effective. I would always begin at one end of the house and work my way down to the other. At the end, I would get the bedrooms. So I was vacuuming, and about 30 minutes to an hour went by. I'm not sure exactly how long. I started to hear some noise, but I couldn't tell what it was. The vacuum was so loud that I didn't know if I had even heard anything at all. I ignored it at first, but when I thought I heard some noises again, I remembered I shut off the vacuum. I listened, but didn't hear anything. Things appeared to be just fine. Then I turned the vacuum back on and kept going. By now, I was almost in the hallway. Several minutes later, I heard another noise. This time, it was louder, and I knew that it was something, so I turned the vacuum off again. When I did, I continued to hear the noise. It was the sound of the door opening. I believe it was the side door to our house, but it might have been the front door. I must have forgot to lock it or something. I was in the hallway at this point, and just quickly went into my bedroom and locked the door. I had instantly had a bad feeling about it, and I was scared, so I ran into my closet and hid there. The house was silent, and now that I was hidden, I didn't hear anything. I was freaking out and didn't know what to do. I had no cell phone back then, because this was years ago. We just had a home phone, and that was in the kitchen. I also knew that it wasn't my parents, because they weren't supposed to be back for another hour at least. Plus, if it was them, they would have said hi or something. Then, out of nowhere, I heard footsteps in the hallway, just barely. Somebody was right outside of my door. I couldn't believe it. Whoever was there tried opening my bedroom door. I'm really glad that I had a lock on it. After unsuccessfully trying to enter my room, it sounded like the person was walking away, but I couldn't hear anything after a few seconds. I was honestly too scared to move and remained hidden inside of my closet. That's where I stayed for at least the next hour. I didn't even get out at all. Finally, my parents got home. I heard them, and only when I was sure it was them, I left my room. When I found them, I told them what happened. I remember that my parents went all around the house looking for the guy, but he was gone. He must have left. We didn't bother to call the cops or anything. After that, nothing like that happened again. I still don't know who the person was and what door they entered through. I figured that I left a door unlocked, but I'm not sure how they knew just to walk right in. It still freaks me out though, knowing that they basically went right from my bedroom and then left. This is something that happened just a few weeks ago. My wife made me go out and clean the garage. It's been my place to store my junk, and it was getting a little bit out of hand. We live just outside the city in a decent neighborhood. Our garage is big enough for two cars, and it's attached to the house. However, we only park one car in the garage, and the rest of the space I use. So I went out there on Saturday and started to clean it out. I had the garage door open, and was taking some things out to the shed in the backyard. Other things I was throwing away in the garbage, and then just organizing the rest. It took several hours for me to go through everything. I remember at one point, when I was in my garage, there was a guy walking down the street. I happened to notice him and didn't think much of it. I didn't recognize him or anything, and not a lot of people just randomly walk by, but it's also not unheard of. But the guy seemed to stop right in front of our driveway on the side of the street. Now, he was probably like 75 feet away from me or so. After stopping, he started to look in my direction. I was still cleaning at first, until I realized that he was just standing there at the end of the driveway staring at me. He appeared to have dark hair that was slightly gray, and was average height, wearing a red shirt. I stopped and stepped out of my garage. I called out to him saying hi. I thought that maybe he was going to come up and talk to me. But as soon as I walked out of the garage, the guy turned and started walking down the street. He was continuing in the direction that he had been walking before. He walked away sort of fast too, and was soon out of my sight. I just thought that was kind of weird, and then went back into my garage. I kept cleaning out my garage, and finished probably less than an hour after that. It looked much better than when I had started. My wife came out and saw it, and was happy with it. Then we went back inside the house. Several hours later at night, I remember that we were in the living room watching a movie. I was locked in on the TV screen and was having popcorn. My wife suddenly said, "Who's that?" And I looked and saw that she was staring out the window. Our couch is right up against a front window, so I turned completely around and looked. There was a man standing in our front yard, like right in the middle of it. It was dark out and sort of hard to see, but the guy was just staring at us. It was really creepy. When I looked closer, I realized that it was the same man as before. I told my wife this. I was like, I saw this guy earlier today when I was cleaning the garage, and he was just staring at me. Then I got up and walked over to the front door. I opened it up and started to go outside. As soon as I did, though, the man ran off like he was a deer or something. He went back onto the street and quickly out of sight. My wife and I were both very confused as to who this guy was and what he was doing. I did not know him to be a neighbor or anything, and the fact that he returned hours later at night to my house was really weird. We just hoped that he wouldn't be back. We finished the movie and checked out the window several more times in the process. We never saw the man, and the yard remained clear. After that, we went to bed. Our bedroom is at the back and the side of the house. It didn't take me long to fall asleep like usual, but randomly, I woke up in the middle of the night. This usually doesn't happen. When I did, I remember sitting up and just looking around. Then, I saw the window which looks out to the backyard. The man was standing there, right outside of it, and looking in. It was the creepiest thing I ever saw. I turned on the light, and instantly he moved away again. I got up and ran over to the back door. I opened it up and just saw the guy running out of the yard. I yelled at him to leave us alone and never come back. I'm sure that he heard me, but I don't know if he cared. When he was gone, I went back inside and covered all of our windows up. Then I went back to sleep. After that night, we've been sleeping with the windows covered. I haven't seen him since, and I'm hoping it stays that way. This happened when I was a kid. I believe I was about 12 years old. I was cleaning my room one night because my parents made me. It was pretty messy and getting kind of out of control. There was a lot of random clutter, such as clothes and books and some old school stuff. I cleaned the way that I always did, which was to just take everything and toss it under my bed and in my closet. It didn't take long, and it got the job done. So as I was doing this one night, out of nowhere, I heard this scratching sound coming from my bedroom window. The window faced mostly our backyard, but sort of part of the neighbor's yard as well. When I looked over, I saw staring right at me through the window was a person wearing a clown mask. It was a really scary looking one too. I completely freaked out. I ran out of my bedroom and into the living room. That's where my parents were, and I told them that there was a clown at my window. They were obviously confused at first, but then they went into my room to investigate. But of course, when they got there, the clown man was gone. We looked out of the window, which could see much of the backyard, but not all of it. We didn't see him, but it was also nighttime and dark out. My parents decided to call the police, and I'm really glad that they did. We waited for them to arrive, and I was scared that the clown guy was going to come back. Thankfully, he didn't. We then spoke with officers when they got there. I showed them where I was and told them everything that had happened. They went outside and searched our entire property. Unfortunately, the clown man was gone. But they did, however, find his mask behind a bush. It was on the ground, and when they showed it to me, I was really freaked out. After that, the police left. I had a hard time getting to sleep that night, but eventually I did. I remember that I kept looking over to my window. Luckily, the clown did not return. In fact, I never saw him again after that. I still think about it all the time, though. Who was in the clown mask, and why did they go to our house? There was 100 houses nearby. Was it random, or was I targeted? I still don't know.